Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. And in this video, I'm talking about university funding in the United Kingdom, but principally in England, because it does vary, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and so forth. But England being 83% of the UK population, about 60% of its land area, I'm mainly talking about England. But the rest are quite similar, not identical in fees and policies and blah, blah, blah. Similar problems if the data vary a little bit. Anyway, remember, until I think it was 1998, for your first bachelor's degree, if you're a British citizen or in the United Kingdom, there were no fees whatsoever. You didn't pay a penny. If you're a master's degree or a second bachelor's, you had to pay. But that was it. And even grants, not loans, it was a gift back for you to live off. Unimaginable now. And so, so we go to the Second World War, about 1% of people going on to university, obviously more boys and girls. By 1963, it was 4% of the population. In 1980, 10% of young people were going to university. And 1992, John Major, a complete imbecile who had never been near a university, he renamed all the polytechnics universities. So the UK went from, say, 4 universities, about 80 overnight, stroke of a pen. And these polytechnics stopped trying to put on technical subjects, grades and things like that, and started doing academics sort of badly. And it was massively oversupplied, the need for higher level education. And then people got this preposterous idea that the university was a compulsory follow on from school. You were a loser if you didn't do that. It was a failure. You couldn't do anything if you didn't do that. And of course, if you give degrees to everybody who could write, if you don't have a degree, we assume you can't write, which is preposterous. There are lots of jobs need doing, as car dealers, as cleaners, as farmers, as whatever, construction workers, as waiters, waitresses, barmen, hotel receptionists, loads of things, entrepreneurs, which don't require degrees. And so people think they can't enter the job market properly till they're 21. We've wasted loads of money and loads of space building libraries, lecture halls, which are unneeded, building university accommodations that are occupied half the year. And then because it was unaffordable, I didn't think Labour would do this. They introduced university fees, £1,000 in 98, went up to £3,000 as top-up fees, £9,000 under the Conservatives, David Cameron, frozen 7 years ago at £9,250. That's the most a university can charge for a bachelor's degree in England. And they can charge as little as £6,000, but I don't even do any more. So the universities have been pleading for years. £9,250 is not enough. A home undergraduate is a loss-making proposition, and that's regardless of subject. That's the max they can charge. Might be enough for a humanities subject, nowhere near enough for a science one, and certainly far, far too little for medicine. I mean, the government gives some money towards it as well, but still not enough. And, you know, universities are not state-owned in the United Kingdom, and they don't get that much funding from the government. Depends which one. Like Oxford University gets about 20% of its money from the state. And so the government gives less and less money to the university, and it demands more and more control and more statutes passed telling them what to do, oppressing them, taking away academic freedom. Now, obviously, the left are to run universities. These pinko dons, they do a very good job of oppressing people anyway, but they don't need the government egging them on. So I feel like a Cassandra, because even as I was a schoolboy saying, we don't need armies of people going to university. It should be for intellectuals only, small minority. Most people are not interested in academic learning. Most people are not really, that's fine. We shouldn't intellectualize everything. You want to do whatever? Okay, that's it. And it should be about learning, not earning, because you thirst for erudition, not because you want to make loads of money. If you want to make loads of money, just do that. And there are a lot of degrees which don't actually require that. And so, as Evelyn Waugh said in the 1950s, when they began expanding universities, more means worse, and he was on the money. Now, I don't think quite want to go back to the 1950s. What percentage of school leavers should attend university? 10%, 20%? Probably 20%. But it does need to be 50%. That was Blair's target, eventually achieved, or eventually occurred under the Labour, under Conservatives recently, falling because fees are so high, about 45% now, recognising it's just not worth it. You know, £9,000 times three, sometimes times four, but you know, easily £27,000 in debt for fees alone and various other costs. And then that doesn't count against your mortgage, but that's a huge amount to pay off. But then the graduates tend to earn more. why should the non-graduates subsidize that? So obviously you're not allowed to go to full-time work at 16. I would allow that. And some people don't want to pursue tertiary education. Fine. I mean, I know a young woman wants to be hotel manageress and after A-levels started working in a hotel, worked way up to be manager. Why are we pretending it's academic to be a hotel manager? Isn't it like now it's an experience or something? What's it got to do with books and essays? Okay, I've never worked in a hotel. I thought the same about business. I mean, isn't it mainly just experience and like some sort of flair for it? Yeah, I mean, there might be some sort of academic side of it, but how come businesses existed for millennia and they didn't have to have business degrees or MBAs and stuff like that? So it's ridiculous. And you can actually become a solicitor without a degree now. It's very, very rare. That was possible to the 90s. Then they said you must have a degree in something. And then they've scrapped that. There's the apprentice rule, apprenticeship route, but they virtually all do have degrees these days. So it's infantilizing people and they have to have safe spaces and trigger warnings and everything is like sexual harassment. I thought she was on the money. She often is. Kemi Badenoch saying so much is actually puritanical. That's what the problem is, so-called sexual harassment. I mean, harassment really does exist and is bad, but a lot of things should just be brushed off, just so trivial, not worth calling harassment. But what are we going to do? I mean, as I say, I could solve a problem at a stroke by just reducing the numbers and then there would have to be no fees whatsoever. But it's been leaked out the government's going to increase the fees to over £10,000. And that's just to allow these universities to survive. Seven are going to go bust. Fine, let them go bust. They shouldn't be saved. And now there have been some asinine policies like making it more difficult for overseas students to get visas because they pay big fees. So they pay, we'll say, at least £20,000 per annum for a bachelor's degree. It could be 30 grand for a science degree, 40 grand for medicine, more. The most expensive degree in the United Kingdom, an Oxford University MBA, that's £79,000. And that's a subvention for the rest of the university. Not to be allowed to bring your spouse with you, which might be sensible. Some people are coming not really for the university, just so the spouse, he or she, can earn money. And there were some post-study work visas. What I would do is I would abolish visas for European Union citizens or people from highly trusted countries like the USA or Japan. Once you get your university acceptance, you can come, that's it, and study. You can come a month before your course, you can stay 3 months after your course, or whatever. If you want to bring money, we're going to say yes to that. And they are crucial to sustaining the university sector. And remember, universities always have been international and should be. But if your university is going bust, that's a good thing. That's what happens, overexpansion. Laws of supply and demand, and you've priced yourself out of the market, providing rubbish quality services, and not everybody is particularly ambitious. I know a young woman who's a barmaid, happy with that, fine. You know, we shouldn't pathologize that. Her lifestyle choice is not wrong. She does not want to make a lot of money. She doesn't want a stressful job. Does something that makes her happy. And so the problem was that often these lefty politicians are the first to attend their university, first generation of the 60s or 70s, and they thought it was a must, everybody has to, and so on, which is ludicrous. It definitely isn't a must, and you devalued it. People are déclassé. It's like printing more money doesn't enrich us. Now, I don't want to have the lowest university attendance rate in the world, but there's no need to have the highest one. The countries with higher university attendance rates in the United Kingdom, with far worse economies, countries with far lower university attendance rates, like Germany, with far better economies. So it is just not true to say having more people getting degrees is better, and you've just dumbed down for decades, made it easier and easier to get qualifications, failing virtually nobody. Great inflation, saying like 30% of people getting firsts, 30%. Well, that is ludicrous. Of course, there's been great inflation. They're so worried about being sued, being complained about, being called racist or sexist. If somebody doesn't get this qualification, stack them high, sell them cheap. You can see the perverse incentives of commercializing things too much. And the United States has been through this generations earlier because, of course, it's a business. Happy customers, they get what they paid for. So anyway, go back to your good old days of the early 90s where there were no fees and the academics can be firm. That's not good enough. You're getting a 2.2, a 3rd, you're going to fail you. We have standards, and not be treated like they own you as a don, because the undergraduates pay whatever fees was actually a fraction of the cost of actually cost educating the young person. So we should have far fewer people attending university, and then it will be more valued and people most going out and working straight away. And there's been this mistake that there must be quantity over quality, to have as many people in education as long as possible, and not instead having a better education but for a shorter period of time. Frankly, I had some people leave school at 14, have them work limited hours, maybe 20 hours a week, organize sports for the rest of the time. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.